Hey everyone, it's Jeremy Jones with the Book District Podcast. Welcome back. We're here with a very special guest, L.A. Knight, who wrote a book, Dog Training the American Male. L.A., how are you doing today?
Good, Jeremy. Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, it's very exciting to have you here today. You've been successful in using a pen name for your book, and I want to talk about your book here and recommend it to everyone. First off, just so everyone can get to know you a little bit, would you mind sharing a little bit about your background and how you got to do what you're doing today?
Well, I've been writing novels for the last 20 years as under my real name, Steve Alton. My first novel, Meg, has been a New York Times bestseller. It's about a 70-foot prehistoric great white shark called Carcharodon megalodon, or Meg. It's been optioned several times for movies, and they're finally actually filming it. Warner Brothers is filming it down in New Zealand as we speak.
Mm. Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations on that. That's exciting.
Thank you. Now, as L.A. Knight, L.A. Knight is sort of a comedic pen name. Dog Training the American Male is a romantic comedy about a relationship counselor who hosts a local radio show called Love is a Beach. The problem is that Nancy can't seem to make her own relationships work, so sort of destroying her credibility on the radio. And she meets a guy who's sort of a walking thesaurus of phobias, and now he's dating a psych major, so, you know, this is not going to end up well. But their siblings don't care. They just want to get rid of him, so they end up moving in together, Nancy and Jacob, and things don't go very well. And her sister tells Jacob, listen, you want to take care of my sister and make her happy? Buy her a little white foofy dog. And so Jacob, being a typical man, doesn't listen correctly, and he goes to the dog pound, and he returns home with a 120-pound German Shepherd. And things get chaotic, but Nancy hires a dog trainer, and she realizes that maybe these dog training techniques can work on her boyfriend. And she figures out that men and dogs are kind of alike in a lot of ways, and she starts using the dog training techniques on Jacob.
That's great. Awesome. Well, I wanted to, you know, number one is talk about this book and the ideas from the book. But number two, because I feel it would be very beneficial to the listeners, and then I recommend everyone go out and get L.A. Knight's book, Dog Training the American Male, so that you can, not only because it's a great book, but also so that you can see if, because we have a lot of listeners that are also authors and entrepreneurs, is of how you can use a pen name, which is what you've done successfully, to write a book in a specific genre. So we have three big ideas. We're going to specifically talk about pen names. And the first idea that we have here is having a logical purpose for your pen name. Would you mind speaking about that?
Yeah, well, the books I wrote as Steve Alton are so much different than this comedy. They're fictional thrillers, serious topics, adventure stories. And I didn't want although my fans know that I write as L.A. Knight also, I felt that I wanted to start my own sort of a second identity as a comedic writer, and so that required a different name.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is the primary reason because of the difference in genre or category of book, was that the main primary reason, or were there other reasons as well?
That was the main reason, yes.
Very good.
Reason.
Yep, that makes sense. Number two is really creating the identity for your pen name. How did you go about doing that, and what were some lessons that you learned in doing that?
Well, the name itself, L.A., is the abbreviation from my dad's name, Lawrence Alton. Mm-hmm. And he was a tremendous guy. He passed away about 5 years ago. And he was our knight in shining armor.
Mm.
So that's where I came up with the name.
So do you develop a persona around the pen name as well?
I guess to a certain extent that's probably true. I mean, mm-hmm. Since the book is a comedy, I want to, you know, come off as lighthearted and funny and things like that on interviews. We sort of hid the gender of L.A. Knight for a while. The book has a picture of my German Shepherd with a pair of sunglasses, as opposed to an author picture. And Kirkus Reviews, which gave the book a great review, referred to me as a female writer. So that, I thought that was interesting. A lot of the people who read the book think that the book was written by a woman.
Yep.
So I guess I'm tapping into my feminine side.
Yeah. So when you list, when you have the book listing, and I didn't happen to look and notice, when you do a listing, a book listing, and it says the author, is there a very descript, you know, author bio, or how do you handle that?
I wrote the bio about my dog. So,
oh, you did? Okay.
Well, sort of myself and the dog, you know, come from a litter of four, you know, the oldest pup of a litter of four, you know, married, you know, to a French poodle originally and then met another one, you know. So, you know, kind of keep it loose but without giving away any details.
Yeah, very good. Very good idea. So let's talk about now number three, and we'll spend a couple of minutes on this. Is this is the third big idea here, and then I have a couple of closing questions, and then I would like you to share where people can find your book and kind of follow and connect with you. The third idea is establishing a fan base, and I can see I can see how this could be a little bit tricky for someone developing a pen name. Because of the persona, and it's a different category, what's your experience or some tips you can give to the listeners on establishing that fan base?
Well, I'm still in the process of doing it. The book just came out, so it's a little bit hard to say now. I am letting my other fan base bleed into it, of course, but it's interesting because the two fan bases don't necessarily translate into swapping one for the other.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So it's you know, not that my fans from my other thrillers don't enjoy the book, but it's a different type of following. You know,
yep.
my Meg base is just, we call them Meg heads because they're so fanatical, and they don't share the same fanaticism toward dog training. So, you know, I have to develop that separately, and I'm still in the process of doing it.
Yep, absolutely. So can you give us, as you're building this up and you're navigating through it, for this one specific book, because it's a fairly new book, is how do you see that panning out, just in your experience so far, in developing that fan base further? Meaning, if you know, if there's another author out there that's developing a pen name, where, how do you see it growing and developing? Do you see any, just kind of where do you see it going as you build up this fan base with this pen name?
Well, I mean, developing a fan base is directly related to, I mean, obviously you got to sell books to develop a fan base. You got, and to sell books, you've got to do interviews and you've got to, you know, do blogs and get your word out there using social media. We've got a great, we've actually got two really funny book trailers and, but, you know, it, if nobody read your book, then you're not going to develop a fan base. So it's not as much developing the name of the author or the pen name. It's more about selling the books. I mean, getting people to read your stuff. And that's the, you know, the age-old speed bump that all authors run into at some point. You know, it's, you've got to go out there and you've got to make yourself known. And it's not an easy thing.
Yep, absolutely. It takes a lot of persistence, and I can see that that's what you're doing, and congratulations. It's, I can see it really coming together, and I can see there's a buzz building about this book, so it's very well done. How can people connect with you, find the book, kind of follow you as this progresses?
Well, L.A. Knight has a website, lanightentertainment.com, and a Facebook page, the book's the easiest way to get it, of course, is on Amazon. It's just filtering into bookstores now because it was just released, so Amazon's the surest bet at this point. And hopefully you'll be hearing more about the book. We just did a press release that's kind of funny. offering the a new book offers a solution for Donald Trump, dog train him. And it says that, you know, from L.A. Knight, having watched the last presidential debate, the second one, and the Republican candidate's bizarre behavior where he was just walking all over the place, L.A. Knight, a Bernie Sanders supporter, this guy was a lovable mutt, mutts are forbidden to win best in show, had this to offer. Although he snorts like a bulldog, I see Donald Trump more of a chow-chow. The wild orange hair, the nasty disposition. The problem is that Trump has been an alpha dog all his life, which is why he listens to no one. As a billionaire, he's lived in a spoiled, isolated existence where he hasn't worn a leash for 50 years. As a result, he now lacks all social restraints. Enter his domain, there's no holds barred. He's liable to bark, growl, wag his tail, shove his nose in your groin, or hump your leg. Look at him during the second debate. He was all over the stage, snorting and sniffing, like he was looking for a place to pee when he should have been placed in a sit-and-stay position. Instead of surrounding Trump with yes-men, Trump needs to appoint trainers who are not afraid to set him straight. Since that's most likely not going to happen for the next debate, which is tonight, I'd skip leash training and go straight to the electrical shock collar if he strays past his chair, zap him. And then the question is, can dog training techniques work on women, say Hillary Clinton? And L.A. Knight says in this press release, not at all. While dogs have a pack mentality, women are more like cats. Ever try to hurt cats, it's chaos. However, if Hillary does win the White House, I have one suggestion, have Bill neutered. If she had done that 16 years ago, Gore would have been president. We would have never invaded Iraq and ISIS wouldn't exist.
How funny. If you are able to send that link over to me, if it makes sense, I can link that up to the show notes. So if you'd like to send that over to me, we can link that up for you. Awesome. Thank you so much, L.A. Knight, for joining us today. I recommend everyone to go onto Amazon and get Dog Training, the American Male. It's just a funny, very different book than I've ever read, and it was fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. All right, for all the listeners, you can go to the Book District and look at our podcast. You can get the show notes for this episode. And you can go to thebookdistrict.com where you can connect with other authors, experts, entrepreneurs that are also sharing great messages out with the world. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. I appreciate your time. And again, LA, thank you very much for joining us.